Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to go ahead and call the Senate Transportation Committee to order. The time is 1:33 p.m., March 8th, 2018. With me today is Senator McKinnon, Senator Bishop, Senator Egan, myself, Stedman. We have a quorum. We're going to have one bill up today, House Bill 204, which we previously heard. Its sponsor is Representative Kawasaki, who is indisposed at the body's Finance Committee, so if his trustee aide could come forward, please. And briefly, we have an amendment, but briefly tell the committee what this bill is for those listening at home that did not participate in the hearings of the last meeting, and then we'll bring forward that amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, my name is William Judd Wallace, staff for Representative Scott Kawasaki. House Bill 204 would add vehicle in the act of performing maintenance road service work to existing statute. It stipulates that drivers who are approaching certain kinds of stationary vehicles on a roadway must vacate the current lane into the next, if applicable, and if not, slow down within what is reasonable to in consideration of weather and road conditions.
Okay. Thank you. We previously heard this bill on March 1st, had the public hearing. Senator McKinnon, you have an amendment, amendment number one?
Mr. Chairman, I'll move amendment number one.
I will object for discussion. Senator McKinnon, would you like to explain a little bit of amendment number one, or would you like the bill sponsor?
I can do it, Mr. Okay. Chairman. Okay. Members of the Transportation Committee, what it does is on line 5 and 6, it moves vehicle in the act of performing maintenance or road service to the end of line 8, and it says, or that approaches a stationary vehicle in the act of performing maintenance or road work services. We've met with the sponsor as well as, I believe, all committee members that are in the building today, and this is in support of the sponsor's work on protecting folks in the right-of-way. And basically what this accomplishes is it doesn't require flashing lights because it's not an emergency vehicle if construction workers are in the roadway, but the sense is to try to protect those construction workers. So I did discuss it with Don Etheridge, who spoke in favor of the bill from AFL-CIO and those labor workers, and I have my team has met with DOT, and I believe that to my knowledge, it is acceptable to all in accomplishing what the sponsor was trying to accomplish. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any other comments on the amendment? I'll go ahead and remove my objection to the adoption of the amendment. Any further objection to the adoption of the amendment? Seeing none, the amendment is now adopted. We'll come back to the full bill as amended. To the bill sponsor, you have any comments on the amended bill?
No, Mr. Chair.
Okay. No, sir. Could we have a representative from DOT come forward, please? If you could introduce yourself for the record, who you represent, and then speak to the amended bill and DOT's position if they have one.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and committee members. For the record, Mike Lessman, legislative liaison for the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. Mr. Chairman, the department is supportive of Senator McKinnon's amendment.
Okay. With that, I'd like to go to the off-net. We have a representative from the Alaska State Troopers, Dan Loden. If you could, Officer Loden, if you can introduce yourself for the record, who you represent, and I'd like to hear what the troopers' position of the on the bill is, if they have any or any concerns, if you have any.
Senator Stedman, this is Dan Loden with the Alaska State Troopers. I haven't yet talked to the commissioner, but the discussions I've had with folks in his office are that we do not oppose this bill, and we certainly are supportive of making the roadway safe. Trying to follow along with the amendment not having in front of me, I don't think that changes a lot of our position on the bill.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for troopers or the DOT? Seeing none, we'll come back to the committee. Any final comments to the bill spent or bill sponsor?
No, Mr. Chair.
Will of the committee? Senator McKinnon, you amended the bill. Do you want to do the honors?
Mr. Chairman, I move the CS for House Bill number 204 as amended, that's backslash J, from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Okay, we have a motion to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note as amended. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll move the bill from committee to the next committee referral. And please tell the bill sponsor that we expect good work at House Finance because he wasn't here to do the heavy lifting on his bill, and that you got it across the finish line for him at the Transportation Committee. We have now concluded our workload for today. We'll keep the committee members apprised at future meeting dates and subjects, or if there's subject items that the committee members wish the committee to ascertain, let me know. We are adjourned.